What follows next is a talk on baptism by Norman Berry when Judy and Lisa Barrios were being baptized on the same date, 12-17-78.
Now, I won't take very long on this. I would like to give some scriptures rather than making long comments. And some of you may want to jot these down. I draw from the Old Testament first and then from the New Testament. Let's turn first of all then to Genesis. As we mentioned before, this is the beginning, the seed plot of the Bible. It has everything to begin from the beginning. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 48 and verse 16. Genesis 48, verse 16. The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them. That's what the Lord said. Let my name be named on them. Then, the name of the Lord put upon these children. Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Deuteronomy 28, verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Isn't that nice? And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Now then, in Numbers chapter 7, chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 27. Numbers 6, 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Nice, isn't it? I think that's beautiful. That's what you girls are now can expect, because you are obeying the Word of God. Now let's go over to the New Testament, last chapter of Matthew, well-known verse. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore. That's Matthew 28, verse 19. Last chapter of Matthew. Yeah. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now that's the full revelation in the New Testament of the names of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That was hidden in the Old Testament, and now it is revealed in the New. Now there is the instruction for the baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, one or two more. We might just look at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Verse 4. Romans 6, 4. Therefore we are, or have been, buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was or has been raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also should walk in newness of life. Now that just is a simple verse that tells us that we are buried with Christ in baptism. We don't bury ourselves. We are buried. It's the passive tense again. So often it's the work of God, and so it's just like a ship that's going along and it sinks. And down it goes into the waters. That's what baptism is. The going down into the waters of death with the Lord Jesus doesn't save our souls. The girls here aren't any more or less saved before or after. But as we saw just before, there is the blood and the water. Now it's going into the waters of death. Identifying, putting ourselves in a new place. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10 to see that described. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not have that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Well, that's the Red Sea that we've been speaking about. They all went through that Red Sea. Every one of those people went through that Red Sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The map helps a little bit maybe to understand. Before they went through that Red Sea, which was down there in that lower map, some of you wouldn't be able to see it. But on the one side was Egypt, on this side was the wilderness. And when they went through that, before they went through that Red Sea, they were under the name of the king of Egypt. It's like we are born in this world, we're under the authority or the influence of the world. But when they went through the Red Sea, they were baptized to the name of Moses by just going through those waters. Water didn't touch them, because it is another little picture of Christ's death for us. But nevertheless, they went through those waters of death. They looked on either side, and there was a big wall of water. And there it was. The God's hand was keeping those walls of water back. But they were going through death, you see. And so it's the Lord Jesus Christ who has died for us. Then later on, those people went up the side of the Dead Sea, and they went through another little body of water, and this time it was the Jordan. Now the Jordan is a picture of our death with Christ, or the realizing of this, that we have died with Christ. So it is good for us to get this plain, that baptism doesn't save us. But it is the identifying of ourselves with Christ in death. And then as the Lord Jesus was raised up out of the dead by the power of the Father, so now we have a new life. But the baptism is a picture of going into death. And so that is what you girls are about to do now. You're about to just take that place of, like those people that crossed from Egypt, they were under the name and the authority of the king of Egypt before, and they went through those waters, and they came up on the other side into the wilderness side, and there they were under the authority of the name of Moses. So when we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we are identifying ourselves in that way with Christ in death. And that's a wonderful thing, to be obeying the Word of God. And God will bless you, dear girls, for this. It isn't a very common thing these days to find people who are willing to bow to this just a symbol, but how good it is that in our day, now, still in these darkening days, that were willing to bow to the authority of the Word of God. And as I said, we surely can pray that the Lord will keep these two girls close to Himself now and bless you.